Blog Talk Radio.
Thank ya, Rastafari.
Jump, Rastafari. Jump, Rastafari. Jump, Rastafari.
Friday. Yay, yay, yay,
yay, yay.
Yes, I, brothers and sisters, and we come to that time when we give thanks for reaching the start of a new Hebraic cycle, and we give thanks with the Hebrew blessing. Yehi Ratzon Melfaneka Adonai Eloheinu ve'Elohei Aboteinu Shetech Hadash Eleinu Shana Toba u'Metuka Va'Adoneinu Yeshua HaMoshiach Lekabod, Melke, Melakim, Kalamawi, Haile Selassie. Amen. May it be your will, Lord. Yes, I, brothers and sisters, and we come to that time when we give thanks for reaching the start of a new Hebraic cycle, and we give thanks with the Hebrew blessing. Yehi Ratzon Melfaneka Adonai Eloheinu ve'Elohei Aboteinu Shetech Hadash Eleinu Shana Toba u'Metuka Va'Adoneinu Yeshua HaMoshiach Lekabod, Melke, Melakim, Kalamawi, Haile Selassie. Amen. May it be your will, Lord, our God, and the God of our fathers, that you renew for us a good and sweet year in our Lord, Yeshua, the Messiah. Glory be the King of Kings, Kalamawi Haile Selassie, Haile Selassie the First. Amen. Yes, I, Rastafari. Lashana Tova. Shalom.
Changing. People don't
she was there. Israel praise his holy name. Oh, righteous people now, give his holy name the praise. It's time for Israel to hail their king. Knowing Yahweh is his name. Come on, my people, and shout. Your voices and sing praise his name.
Rosh Chodesh Baraka, the Rosh Chodesh blessing. The following, a simplified Baraka blessing, can be recited to celebrate and celebrate the new moon, the new month, and to ask Yahweh El Shaddai, he who be who he be, I and I, all sufficient supply to help you, to help I and I in this coming season. Yehi ratzon milfaneka Adonai Eloheinu ve'elohe avoteinu shetechadesh aleinu chodesh tov be'adoneinu Yeshua ha-Moshiach. Amen. May it be your will, O Adonai, Adonai, I and I Elohim, the Elohim, Elohe Hailiyai of I and I fathers, that you renew for us, for I and I, a good moon, a good month in I and I, Adonai, Be Adonin, our Lord, Yeshua HaMoshiach, Jesus Christ, Yeshua the Messiah. Rosh Chodesh Tov Chavrim. Rosh Chodesh Tov.
A Rosh Chodesh blessing for a good and prosperous new month. Yehi Ratzon Melefonecha Yahweh Eloheinu Ve'elohe Abotenu Sheit Chadesh Eleinu Chodesh Tov Be'adoneinu Yeshua HaMoshiach. Amen. May it be your will, Lord our God and God of our fathers, that you renew for us a good month in our Lord Yeshua, the Messiah. Amen.
Same again. I promise this one day you'll be better, man. But for now it's just me and the moon. I'm rolling and I'm gonna see you soon. But now it's just me and the moonlight. 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 But it's a spotlight. Driving on a lonely road, you can feel all alone when you have so much, but you don't know who to give it to. Your feelings won't be the same again. I promise this, you'll be okay again. But now it's just you and the moon with this light shining down on you. Me and the moonlight. The moonlight, me and the moonlight. Me and the moonlight, me and the moonlight. But it's a spotlight. Me and the moonlight, me and the moonlight. Me and the moonlight. Me and the moonlight, me and the moonlight. But it's a spotlight. I took a flight through the sky. Very late at night, and you were by my side. It feels so good just to know you. I can't promise I'll be the same old friend, because these weather keep changing. But for now, it's just me and you. Look at the sky, shoot these dreams at the moon. Me and the moonlight, me and the moonlight. The moonlight, me and the moonlight, me and the moonlight, but it's a spotlight. Me and the moonlight, 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 but it's a spotlight.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
My way is long, but the road is far, far. My way is long, so long, but the road is far, far. My head never swell, my heart never leap, I never have no faith, I'm within. My head never swell, my heart never leap, I never have no fear from within, even though the road is nobody, body, yeah, can hardly see. Cha-cha is my hindsight. Be with high, be with high. Be with high, cha-cha. Judge of be with high. High and high and high and high and high. They and them that they stand. They and them that fight against us. Some of them are judge around for evil. Never mind my brother, I will go on. The road is so foggy. The road is so foggy, foggy, so foggy, foggy. Thank you.
foggy road. Foggy, 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 foggy. Genadi, 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 genadi,
Psalm 95. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, to whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest.
Psalm 96. O sing to the Yahweh a new song. Sing to the Yahweh all the earth, Aretz. Sing to the Yahweh, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory, his kibur, among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Yahweh is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Yahweh made the Shemayim, the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give to the Yahweh, you kindred of the people. Give to the Yahweh glory and strength. Give to the Yahweh the glory due to his name. Bring an offering and come to his courts. O worship the Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the Aretz, all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Yahweh reigneth. The world also shall be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the Shemayim, let the Semayahweh, let the heavens rejoice, and let the Aretz, the earth, be glad. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful, and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Yahweh, for he come to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with his truth.
Psalms 97. Yahweh Buruku reigneth. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of the isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlightened the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of Yahweh Buruku, at the presence of the master of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye Elohim, Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Yehuda rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Yahweh. For thou, Yahweh, Buruku, are high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all Elohim. Ye that love Yahweh hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked, the kufur. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in Yahweh, Buruku, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness.
Psalm 98, a psalm. O sing to the Yahweh, he who be who he be, Igziabi Heather the Sustainer, a new psalm. For he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Yahweh, he who he be, hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly shewed in the sight of the Eden. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward Beit Yisrael, the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of Eloheinu, our power. Make a joyful noise to the Yahweh, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Skana. Sing to the Yahweh with the harp and the voice of a song. With trumpets and sound of cornet, make a joyful noise before the Yahweh, he who he be, his divine majesty, Kedamawi Haile Selassie, Zenagus, the king. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands, let the hills be joyful together. Lifnei Yahweh, before he who he be. For he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world, and the people with equity.
Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name. They call upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake to them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answerest him, Lord our God, thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their inventions. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy.
Psalm 29. A psalm of David. Ascribe to Yahweh, O ye sons of might. Ascribe to Yahweh glory and strength. Ascribe to Yahweh the glory due to his name. Worship Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. The voice of Yahweh is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth, even Yahweh upon many waters. The voice of Yahweh is powerful. The voice of Yahweh is full of majesty. The voice of Yahweh breaketh the cedars. Yea, Yahweh breaketh in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a young wild ox. The voice of Yahweh heweth out flames of fire. The voice of Yahweh shaketh the wilderness. Yahweh shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of Yahweh maketh the hinds to calf, and strippeth the forests bare. And in his temple all say glory. Yahweh sat enthroned at the flood. Yea, Yahweh sitteth as king forever. Yahweh will give strength to his people. Yahweh will bless his people with peace. Yahweh yibarek et amo ba shalom.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Thank Jah, Rastafari.
Jah, Rastafari. Jah, Rastafari. Jah, Rastafari.
Yay, yay, yay,
yay, yay.
Psalm 29. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve and discovereth the forests. And in his temple doth everyone speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood. Yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. 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 Peace.
I say give unto Rastafari, O mighty, give unto Rastafari glory and strength. Give unto Rastafari the glory due unto his name. Worship Rastafari and beauty of holiness. The voice of Rastafari is upon the waters. The voice of Rastafari thundereth. Rastafari is upon many waters. The voice of Rastafari is full of power. The voice of Rastafari is full of majesty. More love and more honesty.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
The Lord will bless his people with peace. 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 Peace.
Mizmor Kaftet, Mizmor Le David. Havu l'Adonai bene Elim. Havu l'Adonai kavod va'oz. Havu l'Adonai kevod shemo. Ishtahavu l'Adonai behadrat kodesh. Kol Adonai al hamayim el hakavod hir'im. Adonai al mayim rabbim. Kol Adonai bakkoah. Kol Adonai behadar. Kol Adonai shover arazim. Vayishaber Adonai et arze hal levanon. Vayarkidem kemo egel, Lebanon vesirion kemo ven re'emim. Kol Adonai chotzev lahavot esh. Kol Adonai yahil midbar, yahil Adonai midbar kadesh. Kol Adonai yeholel ayyalot, vayyehesof yi'arot uvhechalo, kullo omer kavod. Adonai l'mabul yashav, v'yeshev Adonai melech le'olam. Adonai oz le'amo yitten, Adonai yevarech et amo v'shalom, 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 v'shalom.
Shabbat shalom, send
that
shalom.
Shabbat shalom, send that shalom. Shabbat shalom, send that shalom. Shabbat shalom,
send that shalom. Besim'ab, wewelid, wemenfes kedus, ahadu amla. Ze kedamit, ye kedamit. Besen bed ken, 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 ken. Meskel Abra Samayin Bekoakibit Shalame Kohulum Yilik Zahayin Asaye Meskel Abra Samayin Bekoakibit Shalame. On the Sabbath Eve, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all the sun is seen, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
Messianic candle lighting blessing for the Shabbat. In the Hebrew and the English tongue. Baruch atah Yahweh, Eloheinu melech ha'olam, asher kidishanu b'mitzvotav, viziv'anu lehiyot ur lagoyim, banatan lanu et Yehoshua, mishianu ur ha'olam. Blessed is Yahweh Almighty, our King of the universe, who sanctifies we, Yahweh's people, with his commandments, and commanded we, Yahweh's people, to be a light to the nations, and who gave to we, Yahweh's people, Yehoshua, our Messiah, the light of the world.
Blessed be Ab, Ubu, Manfashadu, Adu, Amlak, Aman. Princess has come out of Egypt. Ethiopians now stretches forth their hands unto God. O God of Ethiopia, our Divine Majesty, thy Spirit has come into our heart to dwell in the path of righteousness, leads us. Help us to forgive that we must be forgiven. Teach us love, loyalty, on earth as it is in Zion. Endure us with thy wisdom, knowledge and understanding to do thy will. Thy blessing to you, that the hungry be fed, the naked be clothed, sick nourish, the aged protected, and the infant cared for. Deliver us from the hands of our enemies, that we may prove fruitful in these last days, when our enemies are past and decay, in the depths of the sea, in the depths of the earth, or in the bowels of a beast. Oh, give us all a place in thy kingdom forever. Sila. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Jah, thou art the strength, and our Redeemer, that liveth and reigneth in the heart of man.
Children, of the new covenant. Hear I, O Israel, Jah Rastafari is one.
Hear, O Israel, 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 Israel.
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael.
The Lord our God, 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 God.
Adonai Eloheinu, 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 Eloheinu.
Is one Lord, 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 Lord.
Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Hear, O Israel, 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 Israel.
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael,
Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael.
The Lord our God, 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 God.
Adonai Eloheinu, 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 Eloheinu.
Is one Lord, 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 Lord.
Adonai Echad, 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 Adonai Echad.
And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might, might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house, and on thy gates, my gates, my gates. My gate, my gate, my gate, my gate, my gate, my gate. And it shall come to pass, if ye shall hearken diligently unto my commandments which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, that I will give you the rain of your land in his due season, the first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn and thy wine and thine oil. And I will send grass in thy fields for thy cattle, that thou mayest eat and be full. Take heed to yourselves, that your heart be not deceived, and ye turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. And then the Lord's wrath be kindled against you, and he shut up the heaven, that there be no rain, and that the land yield not her fruit, and lest ye perish quickly from off the good land which the Lord giveth you. Therefore shall ye lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. And ye shall teach them your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of thine house, and upon thy gates, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children, in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth, 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 upon the earth. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generations, and that they put upon the fringe of the borders a riband of blue, and it shall be unto you for a fringe, that ye may look upon it, and remember all the commandments of the Lord, and do them, and that ye seek not after your own heart and your own eyes, after which ye used to go a-whoring, that ye may remember and do all my commandments, and be holy unto your God. I am the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord your God.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, coming forward. What is Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah literally means the head, the Rosh, Hebrew for Re'is and the G'ez and Aras in the Negus Kwankwa, Lesan and Negus Neges in the Royal Amharic. Aras is head. Re'is in the G'ez. Here, Hebraically pointed as Rosh, Rosh, head, Hashana, Ha, definite article, Shana, the year. So literally, Rosh Hashana is the head of the year. And it is the Yehudi, the Judahite, new year. According to the old way of the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, the Yehudi, the Judaic new year, and it's called the Jewish new year nowadays. Now, Rosh Hashanah, it is the first of the high holidays, the holy days, or the Yamim Noraim, the days of awe, which are celebrated and celebrated 10 days before Yom HaKippurim, the day of the atonements called Yom Kippur. Now, Rosh Hashanah is observed on the first 2 days of the seventh moon, the seventh month of the Hebrew calendar, this month, which is now called Tishrei. It is described in HaTorah, in Jah's directions and instructions in the Torah, as Yom Teruah, the day of the sounding of HaShofar, of the ram's horn. So here, in the season, the reason for the season, preparing for Rosh Hashanah, preparing for Yom Teruah, scripturally, biblically speaking. In Leviticus chapter 23, let's turn to Vayikra, more properly pointed as Vayikra. Let's go to Leviticus chapter 23, and let us see and hear what the scripture says concerning the day that is called Rosh Hashanah, in this season here, known scripturally, biblically, in HaTorah as Yom Teruah. What is Yom Teruah? So here in the chapter, Leviticus chapter 23, we have the feast of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, beginning off with the Sabbath and the feast. The first is the Pesach, Passover, of the feast, the Mo'edei Yahuwah, of the appointed times of Jehovah. First is the Passover, which is Mashiach, our Redeemer, Christ our Redeemer, the feast of Yahuwah of Jehovah. Second, unleavened bread, a memorial feast. The third of the Mo'edei Yahuwah, the feast of Jehovah, the Mo'edim, the appointed times. The third is first fruits, Moshiach, arisen. Fourthly of the feast of Jehovah is the wave loaves. The church represents the Kahala at the Pentecoste or HaShavuot, 50 days after the resurrection of Moshiach, of the Christ. Then this brings us right here, of the Mo'edei Yahuwah, of the feast of Jehovah, the Mo'edim, to the fifth of the feast of Jehovah, and the fifth is trumpets, which is the prophetic of the future regathering of Yisrael, the regathering of the man who sees the true good, the true God, of the Tsar with El, that prince with El, Yisrael of Yashar El, the upright of El, the true good, the true God. So here we have Leviticus chapter 23 at verse 23. So let's go to the Torah right here. And here, verse 23. Why daber Yahuwah Il Moshe Lemor. And Jehovah spoke to Moses, Moshe Lemor, saying, Daver il bnei Yisrael Lemor ha chodesh ha shvi bi echada la chodesh yihye lakem shabaton zikaron te ru'a mikra kodesh kodesh kodesh. In the seventh month, the seventh moon, in the first day of the month, shall be a solemn rest for you, a memorial proclaimed with the blast of horns, a holy convocation, a holy evocation, outcalled assembly. Now that's from the Chumash, looking at the Hebrew alongside the English translation. The KJV reads similar, but not quite the same. Just to read this here, Leviticus 23:23, and the Lord spake to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, in the first day of the month, shall ye, y'all, have a Sabbath, a memorial of blowing of trumpets, and holy convocation. So the first two verses right here, beginning with Vaydaber Yahuwah, and Jehovah said, Il Moshe Lemor, spoke to Moses, saying, Daber il bnei Yisrael Lemor, speak, Daber, 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 speak, Daber il bnei Yisrael Lemor, speak to the sons of Yisrael, saying, Ba Chodesh HaShabiyi, in the Chodesh, the month, the new moon of the seventh, Ba Chodesh HaShabiyi, Bi Echad, La Chodesh, Bi Echad, La Chodesh, in the Echad, in the first, La Chodesh, in the first of the Chodesh, of the moon, of the month, Yihyeh, to be Lachem, Lachem, to be for you, to be for y'all, Shabbaton, Zikaron, Shabbaton, a Sabbath of Sabbaths. Here we don't have the word just Shabbat, but Shabbaton, Zikaron, a memorial, Teruah. Here in the Chumash, the translation reads, shall be a solemn rest to you, a memorial proclaimed with the blast of horns. A memorial proclaimed with the blast of horns. In the KJV, the King James Version, it says, in the first day is italicized, as the word day does not appear within the Hebrew text, but has been put in some of the translations KJV as in italics. So what we find at italics, writing within the King James Version of the Bible, for example, those words do not appear in the Hebrew, in the Masoretic Hebrew, but are added in to give a context. Literally, it says, in the first, Bachodesh HaShavi'i Bi Echad, in the first, Lachodesh, of the month of the moon, Yihyeh Lakem, to be Yihyeh Lakem, for y'all, Shabbaton Zikarona Teruah, Mikra Kodesh. So KJV has, in the seventh month, in the first of the month of the moon, shall ye y'all have a Sabbath. Now, the usual word for Sabbath is Shabbat. Here we have Shabbaton, a Sabbath of Sabbaths, an extra special Shabbat, Shabbaton. And what kind of a Shabbat is it? It's a memorial of the blowing of trumpets, a memorial, Zikaron, Shabbaton, Zikaron, Teruah, Mikra, Kodesh. Here in the Chumash translation, in the first day of the month shall be a solemn rest. So instead of Shabbaton, the translator translates Shabbaton as a solemn rest to you. Yihyeh Lakem Shabbaton, a memorial, Zikaron, a Zikaron from Zakar, to remember, Zikaron, a memorial proclaimed with the blast of horns. Here we have a memorial of blowing of trumpets,
But the word we have in the Hebrew is teruah, teruah, teruah. What is teruah? Now, what's interesting, if you look it up with the Strong's highlights, the concordance highlights, such as we're looking up right here in my sword, what we notice is that the word Shabbat has the H7677 and has Shabbaton. Shabbaton, Sabbath, observance, Sabbatism, of weekly Sabbath, Day of Atonement, sabbatical year, of Feast of Trumpets, of the first and last days of the Feast of Tabernacles. So here it points out where in the Masoretic script do we have the phrase Shabbaton. What is it associated with? It's associated with the weekly Shabbat, Sabbath. It's associated with the Day of Atonement. It's associated with the sabbatical year. It's associated with the Feast of Trumpets. And it's associated with the first and the last days of the Feast of Tabernacles. Ha-Chag, Chag HaSukkot, of Sukkot, right? Then we have the Strong's bring it forward, Sabbatism, or a special holiday, rest, a Sabbath from Shabbat. Now, next to that, right after that, after the comma, it says a memorial of blowing. So the word memorial, zikaron. So zikaron, we have zikaron. Zikaron. Memorial, a reminder, a remembrance, a memento, or a memorable thing, a memorable day, or a memorable writing, a memorial, a record. Now, this word is from the H2142, Zakar. Zakar, as a verb, means to remember, to call, to recall, to call to mind, to remember, to be thought of, to be brought to mind, to be mindful. It's a primitive root word, properly means to mark so as to be recognized. Now, what is interesting is that this word also means male. In the Hebrew, the word for male is zakar. And interesting that it speaks to the B'nai Yisrael, specifically the sons. Three times in the Shana shall all the males of Yisrael present themselves in the place that Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, has placed his name. So this is an appointment. The word zakar also means to be male. Zakar implied also means to burn, in the sense of aishens, to burn aishens, to be male, to make mention of, to be mindful, to recount, to record, also as male, a recorder, to remember, to make to be remembered, to bring to remembrance, to call to remembrance, or in remembrance, come to remembrance, keep in remembrance, to put in remembrance. The idea here is to think on, to call to mind, and to make mention. Now, next to that, memorial, zikron, of blowing. This is the H8643, and here we come to the word teruah. As we have noted that in the KJV, it reads blowing of trumpets. But next to the word trumpets actually should also be, italicized, because it's not there. So the word trumpets is not there. A memorial of blowing. Thus, in the Chumash English translation, it says, proclaim, a memorial proclaimed with the blast of horns, because of the Hebrew definition of the word teruah. What is teruah? It's an alarm, a signal, sound of tempest, a shout or a blast of war, or an alarm or a blast, a shout of joy. So a teruah could be an alarm of war, a war cry, a battle cry, a blast as for marching, moving forward. Also a shout of joy with a religious or a spiritual impulse. A shout of joy in a general sense. Now, Strong's bring it out as a clamor, that is an acclamation. A clamor, that is an acclamation of joy. Or a battle cry, especially clangor of trumpets as an alarum, or an alarm, a blow, blowing. Joy, of trumpets of joy, or jubilee, yobeliu, a loud noise, rejoicing, a shout, shouting. Sound, high, joyful, sounding. Now, the root of teruah, is from the Hebrew, the H7321, ruah, reish, wow, ein, ruah, to shout, to rise a sound, to cry out, to give a blast, to give a blast. So we have a shout, to shout in applause, to shout, could be to shout in triumph over enemies, to sound a signal for war or a march, to shout a war cry or an alarm of battle, to cry out also in distress, to utter a shout, to shout in triumph, to shout for joy. And in a Nephi sense, it could have a sense of destroyed in that sense. But here, getting to the root word, ruah is a verb, ruah. In the primitive root sense, it's to mar, especially by breaking. In a figurative sense, it's to split the ears with sound. That is, shout for an alarm or shout for joy. Also, to blow an alarm, to cry, in the sense of cry, an alarm, aloud, to cry out, to shout out, to send. So this can be also to destroy, to make a joyful noise, to smart, in that sense, to shout for joy, sound an alarm, ring the alarm, triumph, in the sense of this, bring out the sense of the word ruah, to triumph. Now, what's interesting is that's what it says right here. Now, one translation says a blast of horns. Another translation says the blowing of trumpets. But actually, if we go on within this particular verse, it goes on to say, verse 25, ye, y'all, shall do no servile work therein, but ye, y'all, you shall offer an offering made by fire to the Lord. So there's not a specification. Note this, not a specification. We can talk about the tried and tradition, but there's not a specification within the exact reading of the words. It says, once again, it says, Yihyeh lakem shabbaton zikron teruah mikra kodesh, which is either or translated as, shall be a solemn rest to you, to y'all. Shall ye y'all have a Shabbaton, a Zikron, a memorial of blowing of trumpets, or a memorial proclaimed with the blast of horns? But according to the Hebrew here, Yihyeh lakem Shabbaton Zikron teruah mikra kodesh. It will be for y'all a Shabbaton, a Zikron teruah, Zikron teruah, memorial of teruah, memorial of a shout, a cry, an alarm, a raising up, a ruah, a shout. Mikra Kodesh, translated as an holy convocation, a holy convocation, a called out Mikra, calling out, Kodesh, set apart, a calling to be set apart, an Ayla Ivocation, a Mikra Kodesh. So this right here is the seventh month, the seventh moon, Bachodesh HaShavi'i. Yet it is referred to as Rosh Hashanah, the head of the year. The context of that is the head of the civil new year, because it is from Abib, scripturally Abib, called Nisan. That's reckoned as the first moon, the first month. Why? Because in it, Israel was delivered, Mitzrayim, from Egypt, and it is in the spring of the year. Here we're coming to the fall time of the year. So here in this seventh moon, a solemn rest, a Shabbaton, a day of rest on that work is stopped, being a positive as well as a negative command. This is a positive. That means ta'aseh, to do, as well as a lo ta'aseh, a not to do, a positive as well as a negative command. The man who works transgresses two commandments. The man who works, therefore, senses both a positive as well as a negative command. The man who works transgresses two commandments. Some enter into a detailed discussion about acts that are forbidden on a festival, even on account of Shavuot. Shavuot is an occupation on HaShabbat, the Sabbath, and festivals forbidden by the Rebbeinat, by the Memheran, the scholars of Torah, by the rabbis, as being out of harmony being out of harmony with the observance of Hayom, of the day. Now, the word Shabbaton, translated here as solemn rest, what does this imply? This implies the prohibition of any walk, any work that does not accord with the spirit, that is out of the spirit of the festival, of the feast of the Moed, Moed in the singular sense, Moedim in the plural sense, of the feast, the festival of the appointments. During the intermediate days, there is no Shavuot. There's no Shavuot. There's no rest, Shavuot. Moreover, anything that he may not do for himself, he cannot ask a non-Yid Yehudi to do for him. Now, Zikron, and the pointing here, Zikron. What is a Zikron? A memorial. Biblical verses to be recited that tell of Ha'el, the true God, Ha'el Elohim, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, his acts of remembrance and the sounding of the Ha-Shofar, the ram's horn as a Zikron. So the sounding of the ram's horn, since that's a signal teruah, a teruah, the blast, that alarm, right, that sound, right, the shofar, Rastafari, I call you, shofar. So we have the ram's horn as a zikron to him on Yisrael's behalf, to Hashem on Yisrael's behalf, of the binding, akedah, the binding of Yitzhak, of Isaac, instead of whom a ram was offered. A ram was offered. So here, these three verses, Leviticus chapter 23, verse 23, 24, and here, verse 25, call meleket, eboda lo ta'isu, v'hikarabtem ishe la'yahuwah. Ye shall do no manner of servile work. Call all meleket, call a meleketa evoda lo ta'isu. Lo ta'isu. Negative command. Not to do. Y'all not to do. Lo ta'isu. Lo ta'isu. Lo ta'isu. Y'all not to do. Lo ta'isu. Call a meleketa evoda lo ta'isu. V'hikarabtem, and ye y'all shall bring an offering, v'hikarabtem, ishe la Yahuwah, made by fire, ishe la Yahuwah, to Jehovah. These three verses, right here, for the fifth of the Mo'edim, of Yahuwah, the Mo'edei Yahuwah, trumpets, which prophetically is of the future regathering of Yisrael, of Kol Yisrael. So we have the Feast of Trumpets here, the basic Peshat, the foundation, groundational, here in Vayikra, Leviticus, chapter 23, verses 23 to 25. So the question here is, how is it prophetic of the future regathering of Yisrael, of Kol Yisrael, of all of Israel, Israel Hulu, all of Israel? Question. Coming forth with them.
When I say more, you say fire! More fire!
Light, flash. Perfect. Blessed. More fire.
chapter 21. And the Lord visited Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. For Sarah conceived, and bare Abraham a son in his old age, at the set time of which God had spoken to him. And Abraham called the name of his son that was born unto him, whom Sarah bare to him, Isaac. And Abraham circumcised his son Isaac, being 8 days old, as God had commanded him. And Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born unto him. And Sarah said, God hath made me to laugh, so that all that hear will laugh with me. And she said, Who would have said unto Abraham that Sarah should have given children suck? For I have borne him a son in his old age. And the child grew and was weaned, and Abraham made a great feast the same day that Isaac was weaned. And Sarah saw the son of Hagar the Egyptian, which she had borne unto Abraham, mocking. Wherefore she said unto Abraham, Cast out this bondwoman and her son, for the son of this bondwoman shall not be heir with my son, even with Isaac. And the thing was very grievous in Abraham's sight because of his son. And God said unto Abraham, Let it not be grievous in thy sight because of the lad and because of thy bondwoman. In all that Sarah hath said unto thee, hearken unto her voice, for in Isaac shall thy seed be called. And also of the son of the bondwoman will I make a nation, because he is thy seed. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, and took bread and a bottle of water, and gave it unto Hagar, putting it on her shoulder, and the child, and sent her away. And she departed, and wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba, and the water was spent in the bottle. And she cast the child under one of the shrubs, and she went and sat her down over against him a good way off, as it were a bow shot. For she said, Let me not see the death of the child. She sat over against him, and lifted up her voice, and wept. And God heard the voice of the lad, and the angel of God called to Hagar out of heaven, and said unto her, What aileth thee, Hagar? Fear not, for God hath heard the voice of the lad where he is. Arise, lift up the lad, and hold him in thine hand, for I will make him a great nation. And God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. She went and filled the bottle with water and gave the lad drink. And God was with the lad, and he grew and dwelt in the wilderness and became an archer. And he dwelt in the wilderness of Paran, and his mother took him a wife out of the land of Egypt. And it came to pass at that time that Abimelech and Phicol, the chief captain of his host, spake unto Abraham, saying, God is with thee in all that thou doest. Now therefore, swear unto me here by God, that thou wilt not deal falsely with me, nor with my son, nor with my son's son, but according to the kindness that I have done unto thee, thou shalt do unto me, and to the land wherein thou hast sojourned. And Abraham said, I will swear. And Abraham reproved Abimelech because of a well of water which Abimelech's servants had violently taken away. And Abimelech said, I wot not who hath done this thing. Neither didst thou tell me, neither yet heard I of it, but today. And Abraham took sheep and oxen, and gave them unto Abimelech, and both of them made a covenant. And Abraham set 7 ewe lambs of the flock by themselves. And Abimelech said unto Abraham, What mean these 7 ewe lambs which thou hast set by themselves? And he said, For these 7 ewe lambs shalt thou take of my hand, that they may be a witness unto me that I have digged this well. Wherefore he called that place Beersheba, because there they swear, both of them. Thus they made a covenant at Beersheba. Then Abimelech rose up, and Phicol the chief captain of his host, and they returned into the land of the Philistines. And Abraham planted a grove in Beersheba, and called there on the name of the Lord, the everlasting God. And Abraham sojourned in the Philistines' land many days, 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 many days.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Book of Isaiah, chapter 61, verses 10 to chapter 63, verse 9.
I will greatly rejoice in Yahweh. My soul shall be joyful in my Elohim. For he hath clothed me with garlands of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh herself with ornament, and as a bride adorneth herself with jewel. For as the earth bringeth forth her bud, and as the garden causes the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Master Yahweh Buduku will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations. Chapter 62, verse 1. For Zion's sake will I not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest, until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth. And the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and all thy kings thy glory. And thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of Yahweh Buduku shall name. Thou shalt also be a crown of glory in the hand of Yahweh, and a royal datum in the hand of thy Elohim. Thou shalt no more be termed forsaken, neither shalt thy land any more be termed desolate. Thou shalt be called Hephzibah, and thy land Beulah, for Yahweh Buduku delighteth in thee, and thy land shall be married. For as a young man marrieth a virgin, so shall thy sons marry thee, and as the bridegroom rejoiceth over the bride, so shall thy Elohim rejoice over thee. I have set my watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace day nor night. Ye that make mention of Yahweh, keep not silent, and give him no rest, till he establish, until he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. Yahweh has sworn by his right hand, and by the arm of his strength, surely I will no more give thy corn to be meat for thine enemies, and the sons of the stranger shall not drink thy wine for the which thou hast labored. But they that have gathered it shall eat it, and praise Yahweh Buduku, and they that have brought it together shall drink it in the courts of my holiness. Go through the gates, prepare ye the way of the people. Cast up the highway, gather out the stones, lift up a stand for the people. Behold, Yahweh Buduku hath proclaimed to the end of the world. Say ye to the daughter of Zion, behold, thy salvation cometh. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. And they shall call them the holy people, the redeemed of Yahweh Buduku, and thou shalt be called sought out, a city not forsaken. Chapter 63. Who is this that cometh from Edom, with dyed garments from Bozrah? This that is glorious in his apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength. I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save. Wherefore art thou red in thine apparel, and thy garments like him that treadeth in the winepress? I have trodden the winepress alone, and of the people there was none with me. For I will tread them in my anger, and trample them in my fury, and their blood shall be sprinkled upon my garments, and I will stain all my raiment. For the day of vengeance is in mine heart, and the year of my redeemed is come. And I looked, and there was none to help, and I wondered that there was none to uphold. Therefore my own arm brought salvation to me, and my fury it upheld me. Jah! Jah! And I will tread down the people in my anger, and make them drunk in my fury, and I will bring down their strength to the earth. I will mention the loving kindness of Yahweh Buduku, and the praises of Yahweh according to all that Yahweh has bestowed on us, and the great goodness toward the house of Yisrael, Bete Yisrael, which he hath bestowed on them according to his mercies, and according to the multitude of his loving kindness. For he said, surely they are my people, children that will not lie. So he was their savior. In all their affliction, he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them, and he bare them and carried them all the days of old. Amen.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
For Zion's sake will I not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest, until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth. And the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and all kings thy glory, and thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name. Thou shalt also be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of thy God. Thou shalt no more be termed forsaken, neither shall thy land any more be termed desolate. Thou shalt be called Hephzibah, 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 Hephzibah. And thy land Beulah, 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 Beulah. For the Lord delighteth in thee, and thy land shall be married. For as a young man marrieth a virgin, so shall thy sons marry thee. And as the bridegroom rejoiceth over the bride, so shall thy God rejoice over thee. I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace day nor night. Ye that make mention of the Lord, keep not silence, and give him no rest till he establish, and till he make Jerusalem a prey to the earth. The Lord hath sworn by his right hand, and by the arm of his strength, surely I will no more give thy corn to be meat for thine enemies, and the sons of the stranger shall not drink thy wine, for the which thou hast labored. But they that have gathered it shall eat it and praise the Lord, and they that have brought it together shall drink it in the courts of my holiness. Go through the gates, prepare ye the way of the people, cast up the highway, gather out the stone, lift up a standard for the people. Behold, the Lord hath proclaimed unto the end of the world, say ye to the daughter of Zion, behold, thy salvation cometh. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. And they shall call them the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord. And thou shalt be called sought out, city not forsaken, not forsaken, not forsaken, not forsaken, not forsaken, not forsaken. But thou shalt be called Hephzibah, 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 Hephzibah. Hephzibah, Hephzibah, and thy land, Beulah, 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 Beulah. Thou shalt be called Hephzibah, 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 and thy land Beulah, 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 Beulah.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
The Brit Chadasha, Chadish Kidan, a renewed covenant reading for RSS number 51, Nitzabim, one standing. From Romans chapter 10, verse 1 through 12. And John chapter 12, verse 41 through 50. We begin B'Shem Ha'ab V'Habein V'Ruach HaKadosh Yahweh Ahad. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, He who be, who He be, the One. Romans chapter 10. The apparent failure of the promises to Israel explained by their unbelief, by their lack of faith. Echai, Chepetz, Libabi, Utifilati, Le'elohim, Bad, Yisrael, Asher, Yuashau, Ki Meid, Ani, Aleihem, Shem Kanim, Le'elohim, Abal, Lo Bdat, Ki Et Tikat, Elohim, Lo Yedau, Wayabakshu, Le'hakim, Et Tikatam, Ulitikat Elohim lo niknau ki hamashiach sof haTorah litzdaka lekol hamamin bo. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to Elohim for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of Elohim, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of Elohim's righteousness, and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves to the righteousness of Elohim. For Christ, for Mashiach, is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. For Moses describeth the righteousness that is of the law, that the man that doeth those things shall live by them. But the righteousness that is of faith speaketh on this wise, Say not in thine heart, Who shall ascend into heaven, that is, to bring Mashiach down from above? Or who shall descend into the deep, that is, to bring Mashiach again from the dead? But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is, the word of faith that we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, Ha Adon Yeshua, the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that Elohim hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth to righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. For the scripture saith, Whosoever believeth in him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Gentile. For Adonai Echad, the same Lord over all, is rich to all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of Yahuwah shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Adonai, who has believed our report? So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of Elohim. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily, their sound went into all the earth, and their words to the ends of the world. John chapter 12. Verse 41 through 50.
Hadbarim ha'eleh deber Yeshiyahu b'chazoto et kebodo v'yinabeya alayo
Ulam, Gam, Min Hasarim, He'eminu Bo Rabim, Ak, Ba'abur, Haf Rusim, Lo Hodu, Bepihem, Libilti, Yenudu, Mitok, Halam, Kikabod Anashim, Yakar, Be'ainehem, Mikabod Elohim. These things said Isaiah when he saw his glory and spake of him. Nevertheless, among the chief rulers also many believed in him, but because of the Pharisees they did not confess, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. For they love the praise of men more than the praise of Elohim. Yeshua cried and said, He that believeth in me, believeth not in me, but in him that sent me. And he that seeth me, seeth him that sent me. I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth in me should not abide in darkness. And if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not. For I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judges him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father that sent me, he gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak therefore, even as the Father said to me, so I speak. Kalu, Kabarula Dimtu, Kabarula Chailu, Kabarula Ketamawi, Chaile Selassie, by Jesus Christos Sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power, glory to Abinu Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, yes I, Rastafari.
Shabbat shalom, Simbet salam, Shana tova, umatuka. A happy, a good Sabbath here, the Sabbath Eve, right here, here, here. Here, the Sabbath Eve, and also the Eve of the Rosh Hashanah, the Yom Teruah, the Day of Trumpets, of the blowing of the ram's horn. Here, here, in the season, Shana tova, a good year, umatuka, and a sweet, a good and a sweet year to come, Hashem Yeshua HaMoshiach. Here, here, we have today's daily psalm as we are prepping here for the season, the reason for the season, the day of trumpets, the day of the ram's horn, one and one and one, and that alarm. Then we have the 10 days to Yom HaKippurim, then the 5 days, the in-gathering, the Sukkot, booths, tabernacles, huts, at the end of the year, symbolic of the regathering of Kol Yisrael from all quarters as one. So here, 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 let's write up today's daily psalm. Very interesting here, according to the royal order, we have Psalm 79 here in the season. Here, give a first ear.
Here we have today's daily psalm. We have Psalm 79. O God, the heathen are come into thine inheritance. Thy holy temple have they defiled. They have laid Jerusalem on heaps. The dead bodies of thy servants have they given to be meat unto the fowls of the heaven, the flesh of thy saints unto the beasts of the earth. Their blood have they shed like water round about Jerusalem, and there was none to bury them. We are become a reproach to our neighbors, a scorn and derision to them that are round about us. How long, Lord, wilt thou be angry forever? Shall thy jealousy burn like fire? Pour out thy wrath upon the heathen that have not known thee, and upon the kingdoms that have not called upon thy name. For they have devoured Jacob and laid waste his dwelling place. O, remember not against us former iniquities. Let thy tender mercies speedily prevent us, for we are brought very low. Help us,
O God of our salvation, for the glory of thy name, and deliver us, and purge away our sins for thy name's sake. Wherefore should the heathen say, Where is their God? Let him be known among the heathen in our sight by the revenging of the blood of thy servants which is shed. Let the sighing of the prisoner come before thee. According to the greatness of thy power, preserve thou those that are appointed to die, and render unto our neighbors sevenfold into their bosom their reproach, wherewith they have reproached thee, O Lord. So we, thy people and sheep of thy pasture, will give thee thanks forever. We will show forth thy praise to all generations, 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 generations.
From generation to generation, even in this generation here, Shana Tova, Umatuka, Rosh Hashanah greeting here, here, here. Here we're at the end of the year, right, according to Ha Torah, and the third of the three times in the year, beginning with the Day of Trumpets, a.k.a. the New Year, the Civil New Year, Rosh Hashanah. So in the scripts, we have Yom Teruah, the Day of the Trumpets. Here, the day of harvest. This is the harvest time, harvest season, as we have the first, and then we have the latter rains, or the first, and here, the latter harvest. Here, Don Carlos, speaking of the day of harvest here in the season, season to season.
Clean out the bad seeds, yeah, and separate them from the good, cause the day of harvest is near. Whoa, 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 whoa. Jah shall clean out the bad seeds, yeah, and separate them from the good, cause the day of harvest is near. Whoa, 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 whoa. Woe be unto those that save of Israel, and they are not. Woe be unto those that say they choose, and they are not. Cause they shall be cast away, like the chaff that the wind driven away, I say. Oh yeah, oh well. Jah shall clean out the bad weeds, yeah, and separate them from the good, cause the day of harvest is near. Whoa, 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 whoa. Jah shall clean out the bad weeds, yes, and separate them from the good, cause the day of harvest is near. Whoa, 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 whoa. Get to the black and white oppressors who have oppressed their children innocently. Cause the day of harvest is near. Whoa, 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 whoa. Jah shall clean out the bad weeds, yeah, and separate them from the good. Cause the day of harvest is near. Whoa, 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 well. Whoa, clean out the bad weeds, yeah, and separate them
Day of harvest, day of harvest, harvest time, harvest season. Let's just touch on today's daily psalm. Today's daily psalm is a prayer in national disaster, national disaster. Interesting, because even the season kind of points to that checking I and I self, or judgment time. And this particular psalm here, according to royal order, let's touch on the first four or so verses where the disaster is described, according to the scribe.
Mizmor 1:8. Mizmor le Asaf, Elohim ba'u goyim de nachlateka. Imu eta hekalak adsheka, samu eta Yerushalayim le'iyim, natnu eta nivlata evadeka, ma'ekala le'ofa hashamayim, bisara chasideka le'hayito aretz, shafku damam kamayim, sevivota Yerushalayim ve'ein kover. Hayinu herpa lishakenenu, l'aga wak elema lisa dibotenu. Mizmor 1:8, Psalm LXXIX, Psalm 79, Mizmor 1:8, Mizmor le Asaf, a song of Asaf, Elohim ba'u goyim, be nachlateka, O Elohim, the heathen, the goyim, the Gentile peoples, the nations and nationalities, are come into thine inheritance. Elohim ba'u goyim de nachelateka. Imu eta hekalak ad sheka. They have defiled thy holy, thy Isla temple. Samu eta Yerushalayim le'iyim. They have made Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, into heaps. Natnu eta nivlata evadeka. They have given the dead bodies of thy servants, ma'ekala le'ofa hashamayim, to be food to the fowls, the birds, the fowls of the heavens. Besara chesideka lechaito aret, the flesh of thy saints, to the beast of the earth. Shafku adamam makamayim, they have shed their blood like water. Sivivota Yerushalayim wa'ayinu korer, round about Yerushalayim, with none to bury them. Hayinu chirpa lishekenenu, we, I and I, are become a taunt to our neighbors, la'aga wak elem alisa dibotenu, a scorn and a derision to them that are round about us, that are round about I and I. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here, after the order of Malachi, Tzedek, today's daily psalm, Mizmor 1:8, Psalm LXXIX, Psalm 79. A prayer in national disaster. This mizmor, this psalm, is a companion to LXXIV, to Psalm 74, and it emanates from the same dark, disillumined situation, namely, that is to say, the destruction, the downstruction of Yerushalayim, of Yerushalayim, of Yerushalayim, of Jerusalem, Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, and the temple, the Hekal, by the Babylonians. An old rabbinical tractate, Sofarim XVIII and 3, Sofarim 18 and 3, that points this mizmor, this psalm, this chant, this vocal intonation, and CXXXVII and Psalm 137 for recital on the 9th of Av, on the Tisha, the Av, the fast day, which is the anniversary of the calamitous event, and prophetically also pointing to 70 AD. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor 1:8, Psalm 79, a prayer in national disaster. The first four verses right here, the disaster is described here in these first four verses of Mizmor 1:8. Mizmor le'asaf, Elohim ba'u goyim benachelateka, T'imu eta hekala kadesheka, Samu eta Yerushalayim le'yim, Natnu eta nivlata evadeka, Ma'ekala le'ofa hashemayim, Besara chesideka le'haito aretz, שפקו אדמה מקמיים, סביבות ירושלים ואין קובר. היינו חרפה לשכננו, לאגה וכלמה לסביבותינו. O Elohim, the heathen, the goyim, the nations, the Gentile peoples, the international communities are come into thine inheritance, Elohim, O Elohim, Ba'u Goyim, B'nachelateka, they have defiled thy holy, thy Isla temple, T'imu eta hekala kadesheka, they have made Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, Ayrasalam, into heaps, Samu eta Yerushalayim li'yim, they have given the dead bodies of thy servants to be food to the fowls of the heavens. Natnu eta nibalat evadeka, ma'ekala l'of hashemayim, besara chasideka l'chaito aret, the flesh of thy chasidim to the beast of the earth, besara chasideka l'chaito aret, they have shed their blood like water. Shafku damim makamayim. Round about Yerushalayim, Jerusalem. Sevivota Yerushalayim with none to bury them. Wein kover. We are become a taunt to our Ainai neighbors. Hayinu cherpa lishakenenu. A scorn and derision, la'aga wa'kelem, to them that are round about us, round about I and I, lisa vibotenu. The disaster described, the heathen, the goyim, the Gentile nations are coming to thine inheritance, b'nachilateka. They have defiled, before destroying it, they have defiled the eyes holy, set apart temple, Timu eta hekal kadesheka. They have made Yerushalayim into heaps. Samu eta Yerushalayim le'ayim. Servants and saints, terms apply to Yisrael as Ha'am, as the people, as Jah people of Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God's covenant. They have given the dead bodies of thy servants to be food to the fowls, the birds of the heavens. Natnu eta nibalata vadeka, ma'ekala le'ofa hashemayim, the flesh of thy saints to the beast of the earth. Besara chesedeka le'chaito aretz. They have shed their blood like water, they have poured out their blood, shafku damim kamayim, like water, kamayim, round about Yerushalayim, sivivota Yerushalayim, with none, v'ein kover, to bury them, with none to bury them, v'ein kover. Such treatment of the dead was regarded with the utmost horror by the Hebrews. The corpse of an executed criminal even had to be given a decent burial. We have this in the fifth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter XXI and 23, Deuteronomy chapter 21 and 23. And in the Yehudi law, even a high priest, Kohen Gadol, who is a Nazirite, and so doubly precluded from defiling himself by such contact, had the obligation of attending to the proper disposal of the dead body when there was nobody, no one else to do so. And here we have in the Dalet, the fourth verse, almost a verbal repetition of Psalm XLIV and 14, Psalm 44, round about verse 14. We are become a taunt. to I and I neighbors, a scorn and derision to them that are round about I and I, round about us. Hainu, kherpa, li shikanenu, la'aga wak'alam, li savivotenu. Here, first four verses, the disaster described. Today's daily psalm is a prayer in national disaster, 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 disaster,
מזמור עין תת, מזמור לאסף. אלוהים, באו גויים בנחלתך, דמאו את היכל קודשך, שמו את ירושלים לעיים, נתנו את נבלת עבדך, מאכל לעוף השמיים, ושר חסידך לחייתות ארץ. שפכו דמם כמים, סביבות ירושלים, ואין קובר. היינו חרפה לשכננו, לעג וקלס לסביבותינו. עד מה אדוני תאנף לנצח, תבער כמו אש קנאתך. שפוך חמתך אל הגויים אשר לא ידעוך, ועל ממלכות אשר בשמך לא קראו. יאכל את יעקב ואת נביהו, השמו. אל תזכור לנו עוונות ראשונים, מהר יקדמונו רחמך, כי דלונו מאוד. עוזרנו אלוהי ישענו על דבר כבוד שמך, והצילנו וכפר על חטאותינו למען שמך. למה יאמרו הגויים איה אלוהיהם? יוודע בגויים לעינינו נקמת דם עבדיך השפוך. תבוא לפניך אנקת אסיר כגודל זרועך, הותר בני תמותה. והשב לשכננו שבעתיים אל חיקם, חרפתם אשר חרפוך אדוני. ואנחנו עמך וצאן מרעיתך, נודה לך לעולם, לדור ודור, נספר תהילתך.
אדמה, יהוה, תנף, לנצח, tivar como eishak inateka. How long, Adma, Yahweh, O Jehovah, tenaf lanetzach? Wilt thou, the I, be angry forever, forever? How long, Adma, Yahweh, tenaf lanetzach? Lanetzach? Wilt thou be angry forever? Hear, hear, hear. Verses 5 to 8 of today's daily psalm, Mizmur Ayin Tet. The cry of distress. Adma Yahweh Tenaf Lanetzach. How long? Adma Lanetzach. How long? Forever? The clause really contains two questions. Adma Yahweh Tenaf Lanetzach. Two questions. Adma, how long? Will it be forever? Lanetzach. Will thou be angry? Te'enaf, te'enaf. Will thou be angry, O Yahweh, O Jehovah, Adama, Yahweh, te'enaf, lanetzach. Tiva'ara, komo eisha, kinateka, kinateka. Thy zealousy, thy jealousy. How long will thy zealousy, thy jealousy burn like fire? Tiva'ar, komo eish, kinateka, kinateka, thy zealousness, jealousness. More on this in Psalm LXXVIII in 58. Psalm 78, LXXVIII, 78, round about verse 58, 57, verse 58, speaking of Kina'ateka, the eye, speaking directly to he who be, who he be, Kina'ateka, the eye, zealousy, jealousy. How long will thy zealousy burn? Komo eish, like fire. Adama Yahweh te'enaf lanetzach tivar komoesh kinateka shifoka chemateka il hagoyim ashalo yidauka u'ala mamlakot ashabe shimeka lo karau. Pour out thy wrath, upon the nations, the goyim, the Gentiles, the international community that know thee not. Shefoka chemateka il hagoyim asher lo yidauka, that do not have the da'at, that do not know the eye, lo yidauka. With this and the following verse, we have a reference to Yirmiyahu, Ermias, Jeremiah, chapter 10, verse 25. Upon the nations, to the nation, il hagoyim, hagoyim, the goyim, the nations, not upon the nations as such, but upon the nations, the international community, the nationalities, which refuse to acknowledge Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God, and they seek to make havoc. Havoc of his people, of Amo, even Amo Yisrael. Only a rejection of Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God, by a nation makes it capable of inflicting horror and devastation upon its neighbors, such as Yisrael had undergone at the hands of the Babylonians. Shifoka chemateka illa hagoy asher lo yedauka ve'ala mamlekot asher b'shemeka lo karau. And upon the kingdoms, mamlekot, ve'al mamlekot, and upon the kingdoms that call not upon thy, the I name, asher b'shemeka, upon the Shem, b'shemeka, lo, no, not karau, karau. They do not call upon the I male name. For they have devoured Yaakov, Jacob, ki akal, eta Yaakov, and laid waste his habitation. Ve eta nawehu, hea shamu. remember not against us, against I and I, the iniquities of I and I forefathers. Allah tizakara lanu. Do not remember. Don't recall, don't remember for us, remember not against us. Allah tizakar lanu. Eonota riashonim. Rishonim. The iniquities, the eonot of I and I, forefathers of the Rishonim. May thy compassion speedily come to meet us. Mahira yik adamunu rachemate rachemeka. Thy compassions, tender mercies, rachemeka. May they come speedily. Mahira speedily. Mahira yik adamunu to meet, to confront, to meet us. Yik adamunu. Rachemeka ki dalonu mod ki, for we are brought very low. Ki dalonu mod, the iniquities of I and I forefathers, the onota rishonim. The phrase, and the view of some of the moderns, that the phrase, it means our former iniquities. This is mentioned but also rejected by Ibn Ezra. We have here the thought explicitly expressed in Lamentations chapter 5, verse 7, which reads, our fathers have sinned, have upped up, and are not, and we, I and I, have borne their iniquities. This is the doctrine, the teaching of Exodus chapter 20, verse 5, in the sense that guilt is not transmitted, but, however, on the other hand, the results of wrong, the results, the consequences of wrong and wrongdoings are transmitted, but not the sense of guilt. Guilt is not transmitted. So what our forefathers have done, their guilt for their doings, this is not transmitted, but the results, the consequences are. Thus, we have here the call to remember not. Altizkar lanu, do not remember alanu, for us, against us. Altizkar lanu, eonota rishonim, mahera yikadamunu, rachemeka, kiadalonu mod. May thy compassions speedily, mahera, speedily, quick, yikadamunu, rachemeka. May the I rachemeka, the I compassions, maher, speedily yikadamunu, come to meet us, yikadamunu. Point of reference in the Sefer Tehillim with LIX 11, with Psalm 59 and 11. For I are brought very low. Ki adalonu meod. For we, I and I, are brought low very much. Ki dalonu, for we being brought low, meod, very much. Now the same root we have, brought very low, dalonu, at the root we have poor, as we have in Psalm XLI and 2, Psalm 41 and 2. Here, it may signify both being enfeebled, weak, in strength, and impoverished as well. So weakness in strength and impoverishment.
Psalm 79. O God, the heathen are come into thine inheritance. Thy holy temple have they defiled. They have laid Jerusalem on heaps. The dead bodies of thy servants have they given to be meat unto the fowls of the heaven, the flesh of thy saints unto the beasts of the earth. Their blood have they shed like water round about Jerusalem, and there was none to bury them. We are become a reproach to our neighbors, a scorn and derision to them that are round about us. How long, Lord, wilt thou be angry forever? Shall thy jealousy burn like fire? Pour out thy wrath upon the heathen that have not known thee, and upon the kingdoms that have not called upon thy name. For they have devoured Jacob, and laid waste his dwelling place. O remember not against us former iniquities. Let thy tender mercies speedily prevent us, for we are brought very low. Help us, O God of our salvation, for the glory of thy name, and deliver us, and purge away our sins for thy name's sake. Wherefore should the heathen say, Where is their God? Let him be known among the heathen in our sight by the revenging of the blood of thy servants which is shed. Let the sighing of the prisoner come before thee. According to the greatness of thy power, preserve thou those that are appointed to die, and render unto our neighbors sevenfold into their bosom their reproach, wherewith they have reproached thee, O Lord. So we, thy people and sheep of thy pasture, will give thee thanks forever. We will show forth thy praise to all generations, 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 generations.
Help us, O Elohim, Elohei Ishainu, Azreinu, Elohei Ishainu, help I and I, Azreinu, Elohei Ishainu, O Elohim of I and I, Yeshua of I and I, salvation, Elohei Ishainu, Allah Divar Kovoda Shemeka, for the sake of the glory of thy name, Allah Divar Kovod Shemeka. We hatzleinu, we kaper alachat oteinu, and deliver I, liver I and I, and forgive I and I, chatiat I and I, akri I and I sins, li ma'ana shemeka, for thy name, for the Hashem, for the I's name sake, li ma'an shemeka. For the I male name's sake, here, here, here. Verses 9 to 12 of today's daily psalm, Nizmor, Nizmor Ein Tet, Psalm LXXIX, Psalm 79. Here, verses 9 to 12 is the prayer for help. Azareinu, help I and I. Azareinu, Elohei Yishainu, O Elohei Yishainu. Elohim, Avainai Yeshua, Yishainu, Avainai victory, Avainai salvation. Azareinu, Elohei, Yishainu, Allah, Devar, Kobod, Shemeka, for the sake of the glory of thy, the I name, for the sake of the glory of the Hashem. This is a frequent prayer to HaElohim, the true good, the true God, a frequent plea in prayer. If the suppliant's ukaris are so heavy as not to deserve a response, the appeal is made on the ground of HaElohim's, the true good, the true God's honor, which is compromised, since Yisrael's fate is bound up therewith. So we have this verse 9, Azreinu, help I and I,
Azreinu. Help I and I, Azreinu. Elohei Yishainu. The Elohim of I and I, Yeshua of I and I, salvation, Yishainu of I and I, salvation, the Elohim. Elohei Yishainu, al divar kabod shimeka, wehatzeleinu, wekaper al hat oteinu, lima'an shimeka. Lama, wherefore, for what, why? Lama, why? Yomru, they say, Hagoyim, the nations, the nationalities, the international communities, wherefore should the nations say, Lama, Yomru, Hagoyim, wherefore, why, for what should the nations, the nationalities, the Goyim say, Aye Elohim, where is their Elohim? Aye Elohim, wherefore should the nation say, so pleaded Moshe after the chatiyat, the akari of the molten calf, called the golden calf, but the molten calf in Exodus XXXII and 12 and Exodus 32 and 12. So Moshe pleaded after the akari of the molten calf, falsely called the golden, but the molten calf, and the fear of the spies in Numbers chapter XIV and 13, and Numbers chapter 14, verse 13. Also a reference in the Sefer Tehillim, the Psalter, in Psalm CXV, round about verse 2, and Psalm 15 and 2. So did Moshe plead. Moshe pleaded, Lama, for what? Why? Yomru Hagoyim. Why the nation say, why should the nation say, why do the nation say, why should the nation say, Aye, Elohim, where is their Elohim? Yiwada'a Bagoyim li'aynenu. Nikmata dama ebadeka ha-shafuk. Hashafuk. Let the avenging of thy servant's blood that is shed be made known among the nations, the Goyim, the international community in I and I sight. In Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 43, the avenging and the blood, the avenging and the blood, the nikmat, dam ebadeka. Dam, the blood, ebadeka, of the I male, the I servants. Ha-shafuk, ha-shafuk, which is shed, which is poured out. It should be noted that the call for the divine, the ivine retribution is not motivated by the desire to see the persecutors and the false prosecutors suffer, but that it should be known how Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, upholds the cause of their victims, and executes justice upon the earth, upon the earthly plane. Now, of interest in the Hebrew is the word order in the Hebrew. This is still in verse 10 right here. Verse 10, where it begins with the plea of Moshe. Lama yomru hagoyim. Aye Eloheihem. Question. Aye. Where Eloheihem? The nations are saying of I and I, where is their Elohim? Aye. Aye Eloheihem. The next verse reads, Yewada. 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 Yewada bagoyim. Le'aynenu. Be made known. Let it be known. Let it be known. Let it be known. Notice is given. Yewada. 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 Bagoyim. Yewada. Bagoyim. Bagoyim. Le'aynenu. Let it be known. Be made known. Let it be made known among the goyim, the international community, the nationalities, the nations, the heathen, the Gentiles. Let it be made known among the Gentiles. Le'aynenu, in I and I sight. Let it be made known. May this happen soon. Do not defer it. May I and I see, seen, sight. Yewada bagoyim, le'aynenu. Nikmat, what should be made known in I and I sight among the nations. Nikmat, the avenging. Nikmat, the retribution, the avenging. The vengeance, nikmat, of the dam, the blood, ibadeka, speaking directly to he who be who he be, of the eyes, ibadeka, the eye servant, the dam, the blood, the nikmat, the avenging of the dam, ibadeka, nikmat, the dam, ibadeka, hashafuk, let the avenging of thy servant's blood that is shed, let it be made known. Tabo lefaneka enkata sir, may the groaning of the asir, the enkata sir, let it come before the eye presence. Tabo lefaneka, into the eye, may of the eye's presence, the eye's face, the eye's perception. Tabo lefaneka enkata sir k Godela ziroeka hotira bineya timuta. May the groaning of the prisoner come before thee, I, according to the greatness of thy power, according to the greatness of thy power, set free those them that are appointed to death. Here we have a reference to the Sefer, the Psalm, Sefer Tehillim and Psalter, to Psalm CII, Psalm 102, round about verse 21. The prisoner is Yisrael in captivity. Here mentioned as the Asir, the Asir, the true Asir, the prisoner. Tabo lefaneka en kata asir ke godela zeroeka hotera bineya timuta. Those that are appointed to death. In the Hebrew, those who are appointed to death, the b'nei, the sons, the children, the b'nei timuta, literally the sons of death. It may mean those who are condemned to die, as we have in 1 Samuel chapter 20, verse 31, and in 1 Samuel chapter 26, verse 16. And also, as here, those enduring a living death in exile. The sons of death are those appointed to death. So this verse here, verse 11, let the groaning of the asir, come before the eye's perception. Kugodela, according to the greatness, zeroika, of the eye arm, the eye male arm. Kugodel zeroika, hotira bineya timuta, set free those that are the sons of death appointed to death. We hashev lishkenenu shivataim illa hekam cherapatam asher cherafuka Adonai, and render to I and I neighbors sevenfold. Shivataim, Shivataim, sevenfold, Shivataim, Il Chikam, Il to Chikam, to them bosom, into their bosom, Cherapatam Asher Cherafuka Adonai, their reproach, Cherapatam, their reproach, Cherapatam Asher, that which Cherafuka, Cherfuka, cherfuka, that which they have, their reproach, wherewith they have reproached thee, I, male, Adonai, Adonai, Adonai. Our neighbors gloated over I and I misfortune. Instead of showing sympathy, they gloated. Thus render to our neighbors shivatayim, shivatayim, render to I and I neighbors, with hashev, turning, Lishkenenu, Lishkenenu, for our neighbors, Shivatayim, sevenfold, Ilachikam, sevenfold into their bosom. In Genesis chapter 4, verse 15, sevenfold, the Shivatayim, for the origin and the symbolic use of the number seven. There's more on this in Psalm 12, round about verse 7. Into their bosom, Il Chikam, il to chik, to their chik, their bosom. The folds of the garment above the girdle are used in the East as pockets for holding articles of various kinds. Thus, this idea may punishment overtake them so closely that it is, so to speak, carried about by them in their bosom. Their reproach, khirpatam, their reproach wherewith asher they have reproached thee, I, speaking to Adonai, khirpatam asher khirfuka Adonai. They have made slighting remarks about Yisrael's, about I and I, Yasharel, Yisrael, the man who sees the true good, the man who sees the true gods, Elohim, true good, true God, as powerless to help Amo Yisrael, to help his people, to help I and I. Thus, their reproach is not the reproach just against us, but their reproach is that which they have reproached the I, Adonai, oh Adonai. And here, 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 verse 13, the concluding verse of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Ein Teit, here at verse 13, Wa Anachnu Amika Witzona Mareiteka Nodeleka Leolam Ledor Wadora Nisapera Tehilateka. So we, I and I, that are thy people, Wa Anachnu, Wa Anachnu, Anachnu, we, the pronoun we, and we, as for we, wa enachnu, as for we, amika, amika, we are the I, male, people, speaking to he who be who he be, amika, wa enachnu, amika, with son, and the flock, mar'iteka, of the eyes, pasture. Nodeleka le'olam. Will we give thee thanks? We will give thee thanks. Node, we, I and I, giving thanks. Nodeleka to the I male, to he who be who he be. Le'olam, forever, to the world without end. Ledor wador nisapira tihilateka. We will tell of the I praise, of the I eyes, to all generation from generation, for generation and generation. Le dor wa dor, for generation and generation. Le dor wa dor, nisapir, nisapir, tehilatika, tehila, tehilatika. The psalter is called and known as a Sefer Tehillim. The book, the scroll, the cipher of the praises. Here, speaking of Tehilatika, speaking directly to he who be, we be, the I praises. Ledor wador nisapir Tehilatika. We, I and I, will tell of the I eyes, the I praises to all generations. This verse here, verse 13 in today's daily psalm, Psalm 79. The hope for the future. After Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God, had executed retribution, I and I, Israel, Ethiopia, Israel, will have cause to praise Isaiah him, because we are the flock of thy pasture, with son Mar'iteka, as we have in Psalm LXXIV and 1, as we have in Psalm 74 and 1. Tell of thy praises. Nisapir tehilatika. Nisapir, nisapir. I and I telling tehilatika of the I tehila. The elilta. The tehila. Tehilatika of the praises of the I praises. That is Yisrael's, that's I and I's appointed mission. To tell of the I Isis. We have this in the prophet Yeshayahu, in Isaiah, Isaiah, Isaiah XLIII and 21, Isaiah chapter 43 and 21. Deliverance, I liverance, will invoke praise, Isis. And instead of the sad succession of Chatiat, of sin and suffering, of uckery and suffering from generation to generation, the solidarity of the nation will be more happily expressed by ringing and singing songs transmitted, communicated and transmitted from father to son, and gathering volume, pumping up the volume as they flow from age to 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 age.
and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready, my name ready, my name ready.
Hey! Send me salam, Shabbat Shalom.
Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand it. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock. There is no unrighteousness in
unrighteousness in unrighteousness in unrighteousness in unrighteousness in unrighteousness in unrighteousness in unrighteousness in
מזמור שיר ליום השבת. טוב להודות לאדוני ולזמר לשמך עליון, להגיד בבוקר חסדך ואמונתך בלילות. עלי עשור ועלי נבל, עלי היגיון בכינור. ושמחתני אדוני בפועלך, במעשה ידיך ארנן. מה גדלו מעשיך, אדוני, מאוד עמקו מחשבותיך. איש בער לא ידע, וכסיל לא יבין את זאת. בפרוח רשעים כמו עשב, ויציצו כל פועלי אבן, להישמדם עד עד, ואתה מרום לעולם, אדוני. כי הנה אויביך, אדוני, כי הנה אויביך יובדו, יתפרדו כל פועלי אבן. ותרם תרעם קרני, בלותי בשמן רענן. ותבט עיני בשורי, וקמים עלי מרעים, תשמענה אוזני. צדיקת תמר יפרח, וארז בלבנון יסגה. שתולים בבית אדוני, בחצרות אלוהינו יפריחו. עוד ינובון בשיבה, דשנים ורעננים יהיו. להגיד כי ישר אדוני, צורי ולא עוולת בו.
סנבט סלאם, סנבט סלאם, סנבט סלאם,
Sabbath peace, Sabbath safety, Senbet peace, rest safely, rest. The true rest and peace is in Christos and in Him. Salam.
Psalm 93. The Lord reigneth, he is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old, thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice, the floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters. Yea, and the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever.
Mizmor tzad dekimal. Adonai malach geut lavesh. Lavesh Adonai oz hit azar. אף תיכון תבל בל תמות. נכון כסאך מאז מעולם אתה. נעשאו נהרות אדוני, נעשאו נהרות קולם, יישאו נהרות דוח ים. מקולות מים רבים, אדירים משברי ים, אדיר במרום אדוני. עדותיך נאמנו מאוד, לביתך נאבה קודש, אדוני לאורך ימים.
مزمور زتنا هولد بك النف زتنا سوست بسم بسك أن يمسقانا مزمور اكزيابير نقسة كبرن ملبسة اكزيابير هايلن لبسة حات اكام عالمن اندهتنا وطاتنا زوفاني كتن تجمرو يتزقات جنو انتم كزل عالمنا عبيتو ونزوش كف كف عدر ربو ونزوش قالو تشاتشون كف كف عدر ربو ከብዙ ውሆች ድምፅ ከባህርም ታላቅ ሞገድ ይልቅ እግዚአብሔር በከፍታው ድንቅ ነው። ምስክርህ እጅግ የታመነ ነው። አቤቱ እስከ ረጅም ዘመን ድረስ ለቤትህ ቅድስና ይገባል።
Yes, I, brothers and sisters, and we come to that time when we give thanks for reaching the start of a new Hebraic cycle, and we give thanks with the Hebrew blessing. Yehi ratzon melfaneka Adonai Eloheinu ve'elohei aboteinu shetech hadash elenu shana toba u'metuka ba'adoneinu Yeshua HaMoshiach לכבוד מלכי מלכים קלמאוי חיילי סלאסי, אמן. May be your will, Lord, our God, and the God of our fathers, that you renew for us a good and sweet year in our Lord Yeshua, the Messiah. Glory be the King of Kings, קלמאוי חיילי סלאסי, חיילי סלאסי the first. Amen. Yes, I, Rastafari.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Glory,
Rastafari. Glory, Rastafari. Glory, Rastafari.
So here for Rosh Hashanah,
Rosh, the head, Hashanah, the year. Ha, definite article, the, Shana, the year. So here in the lunar solar cycle, we have September 11th, right, on the solar calendar for the Ethiopian New Year, Kingdom of God year. And what's interesting when we look at the wheel and the wheel, right, the wheel and the wheel, the solar and the lunar, usually it's either 2 weeks, sometimes it's 2 weeks before, right, the lunar, speaking about the Judaic, the lunar calendar, the new year, because the sun and the moon, as they move at different, you could say, cycles, so to speak, you know, but here we have, here we have, here we have, here we have, Easter. So here we fulfill the solar and the lunar, like the bride and the bridegroom, or the bridegroom and the bride. But here for Rosh Hashanah, day one, right? Day one corresponds here in the season with the first day, the Ehud, known as the Ehud in the Amharic from the Ethiopic, and the Yom HaRishon, the first day called Sunday in the Gregorian. So here we're at the second day of the Shabuah and also at the second day of Rosh Hashanah. So the readings, going to write up the readings and feedings right here, the Torah reading, Genesis Bereshis, Genesis chapter 21, verses 1 to 34. The fire key offering from Numbers chapter 29, verses 1 to 6. The Haftarah, right, for day 1, 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 1, focus verses 1 to 2 Samuel chapter 10, the Brit Chadasha, the renewed covenant reading, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, focus verses 13 to 18, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 51 to 54. Those are the readings appointed for day 1, Yom Teruah, the day of trumpets, a.k.a. Rosh Hashanah, the head of the Judaic, the civil new year. So we have is a civil new year beginning, Judaically, Hebraically, in this time, in this season, corresponding with the day of trumpets that we find in Leviticus chapter 23 at verse 23 to verse 25 for the Torah groundation there. And here this opens up what is known as the third of the Shalosh HaRegalim, or the pilgrim festivals, three times in the year. HaTorah says, shall all the males of Yisrael appear in the place that Yahuwah, that Jehovah has set his name. Now the connection even right there with that word sound is connected with the Ark and the Ark of the Covenant. So we're speaking from the time of the Second Temple in Jerusalem to this very time in the African Zion. But here, reading for day 2 of Rosh Hashanah, the Yom Teruah, the day of trumpets, we have Genesis chapter, next chapter, 22. So day 1 is chapter 21. Day 2 is chapter 22. Now, people might say, oh, there's two New Year's Day. No, because there is a kind of a strict discipline, right, to the time, right? As it says that the beast system will seek to change times and laws. So we know that the earth, this earthly plane, there's a double arches. So when it's like, say, the day over in the east, right, it comes like the next day over in the west. So we have the day one, like in the land, in the promised land, from the river of Ethiopia, the river of Egypt, to the river Euphrates. And here, I and I in the diaspora, right, we have the day two. We have this extra day, so to speak. But these two readings here, we have for day two, Genesis chapter 22, verses 1 to verse 24. And the fire key offering reading, the same as day 1, Numbers chapter 29, verses 1 to 6. The Haftarah, the prophet's reading for day 2 of the Yom Teruah, the day of trumpets, Rosh Hashanah, the head of the year. We have Jeremiah, chapter 31, verses 1 to 19, and the Brit Chadasha, the Hadish Kidan reading, New Covenant reading, remains the same. 1 Thessalonians, chapter 4, verses 13 to verse 18, and 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, verses 51 to 54. Just a little note here, even those readings there, hopefully will bring out the connection, right, from what's called the Old Testament to the New Testament concerning the significance of the trumpets, or more accurately, the ram's horn or the shofar. So we have the Torah reading and feeding for day one, the first day of Rosh Hashanah. It's all about the births, the birth of Yitzhak, of Isaac. As it says, the seed shall be called in Yitzhak. What does Yitzhak mean? Isaac means he laughed. Remind me of what one of I and I, Rastafari proclaimers, Barana Selassie, and others have said. They got rumor, we got humor. And that reminds me of the psalm that says that Yahuwah, right, he laughs in the heavens, the higher heights, he laughs because he has the enemies in derision. So that laughed, the laugh, just the significance when it says the seed, Jaseed, the people, right, the iritical spiritual, the seed people shall be called in Yitzhak, in Isaac. So we have the birth of Yitzhak, pointing to the birth of the seed people, even according to the new name, the precious name, Rastafari. Now, the Torah portion, reading and feeding for the second day is what is known as the Akedah. Akedah is the binding in the Hebrew. From a Hebraic Torah perspective, other people will call it the sacrifice, but by we read and study, there was no sacrifice, but there was the Akedah, the binding, as a covenant, a contract, they might say, is binding. So we have the binding of Yitzhak. Both readings and feedings, they foreshadow the great Seha Elohim, the great Lamb of the Almighty Power, the Bega Egeziavihar. Now the Musaf, the additional service, it includes many times the extra benedictions, words, sounds, and powers that is added to the normal Amida, the normal standing prayer, because this is a high holiday. So we're coming into the high holidays. We're in the high holiday, Eilidei season. Emphasizing Ha'el, the Almighty, his kingship, the remembering Ayinai days, and the call of the shofar, the ram's horn, to usher in the messianic kingdom upon this earthly plane in the end of the times of the Gentiles. Now connected with the season is the theme of the Yom Hadin. What is the Yom Hadin? Yom in the Hebrew is the word for day, right? Interestingly enough, in the Ge'ez, the Ethiopic, that's the same word for day, Yom. The Yom or Yawam, as some may say, but the Yom Hadin, the day of the judgment. So what do we have here? According to the tried and tradition on Rosh Hashanah, a.k.a. Yom Teruah, the day of trumpets, the destiny of Ha-Tzadikim, the destiny of the righteous, the Tzadikim, are written in the Sefer Ha-Chaim, in the book of life, in the Sefer, the Cipher, the Sefer, Sefer Ha-Chaim. And the destiny of Ha-Risha'im, of the ratchet, of the defiant ones, the Risha'im, they are written in the Sefer Ha-Mawet, Sefer Ha-Mavet, in the book of Mot, in the book of death. However, for most people, they will not be inscribed in either book, in either the Sefer Ha-Chaim, the book of life, or the Sefer Ha-Mawet, Sefer HaMavet, the book of death. But they will have 10 days until the sixth of the seven appointed feasts, the appointments of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, as mentioned in Leviticus and recorded in Leviticus chapter 23. And the sixth is Yom HaKippurim. So when we come to the fifth, sixth, and seventh, we're coming to the end of the year, we're coming to the latter harvest, you know, at the end of the year, in the seventh month, in the seventh moon, even right here. So most people will not be inscribed in either book. In the book of the lives or the living ones, Ha-Chaim, or in the book of Ha-Mawet, Ha-Mot, or modern Hebrew, Ha-Mavet, of the dead. But they will have 10 days. This reminds I and I of Revelation. And Revelation says, and ye and y'all shall be tried 10 days. So we have the 10 days from the day of trumpets, from the day of the blowing of the shofar, the ram's horn, to the day of the coverings, Yom HaKippurim, to do teshuba, to repent, to make that turn from the stray way, to make those adjustments in their lives and liberties and their way of thinking, to think different. You know, if they're thinking contrary to Yahweh, to think different about Yahweh, truth, and life, and to make those adjustments before the judgment, to do teshuvah in the Hebrew, teshuvah, to repent, literally to turn, right? Turn, do that 180 from the stray way to Yahweh before the sealing. The sealing, like seal up, we say seal up, selah, seal up before the sealing of their fate, fate, fate. Now, Ori Yom, right, on Yom HaKippurim, everyone's name. So according to ancient tribe and the ancient teaching, we have the warning, the day of trumpets, the day of the ram's horn, right, ring the alarm, blow the shofar, that warning, right? And then we have the 10 days, proverbially speaking, to get I and I, our ritual house, you know, in order, right, to make those adjustments before, we could say, like, the day of judgment, the Yom HaDin, right? But it's on the Yom HaKippurim that other Yehudi call Yom Kippur, and we've spoken about this, but speak about this quickly again. It's not really Yom Kippur. That's a kind of a, that's, I want to say watered down, it's badly abbreviated, because in Hebrew it would mean the day of a atonement. Well, the significance of the day, according to the Hebrews, Yom HaKippurim, the day of the coverings, right? The coverings. It's almost a divine assurance policy for Jah people. So it's on the Yom HaKippurim that everyone, everybody's name, everybody's Shem, Shemot, will be sealed in one of the books. The Ayah Bingi Chan, is your name written there, right? For our name to be written in the Sefer HaChayim. But it's on the Yom HaKippurim that everyone's name will be sealed in one of the books. The 10 days between the Yom Teruah, the Day of Trumpets, Rosh Hashanah, and Yom HaKippurim, the Day of the Atonements, the Day of the At One Man Tau, the cross, the finding of the true cross, are therefore called the Asaret Yimei Teshuba. Asaret or Esareta Yimei Teshuba. Asaret, the 10 Yimei days of Teshuba, the 10 days of repentance. So called, it's called that because it is thought that personal repentance, personal Teshuba, making those adjustments before the judgment, right, during this time, this Iowa, it affects the divine decrees for the coming year, for the coming Shana. So this is also why we say Lishana Toba, Lishana Tovaba, Lishana Tova Umetuka, for a good and a sweet year, you know, our greeting one to the other. So we had the sixth month, the month of Elul, called Elul, the sixth month, and the season, the reason for the season of Teshuvah, Teshuv, to turn, Teshuvah.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
The Book of Life, the Book of Life. Sip the water from the Book of Life. Take a glass. Look at that animal in all them pot, but them a cook as wise. You, what you say I do, should be true, but who? True, but who? True. With the knife, just scorn the wicked, look at life. Them got eyes pick a knife, but them a joke at life. Them all that dash, them web, them let them look at life. Them said them want them wing to go to heaven to look for Christ. While them a bow down and a worship them images, I went give yadding life, till you reach the far and never wrong nor far. So still in it, I dig it, like privilege in all the villages to live.
So life is praises
for these infinite stages. I not so fit no wages, one bottle and pledges. Them separate man and woman, lock them in a cage. Them some more sad, them little less belly. Them some more birth control and abortion
fear of. When them saddle me a fear of. To them come forward with the stare. Them meet to veneer. Like eyesight or crystal clear. You air.
Children.
Food for the children to share. The youth need love and care. Clothes from a wear, car where them a tear. Force and money make them eye flare and live in fear. They call us fatter, they cross the cheetahs very wrong. Children starving, time so very long. They give the bag and gush but shoot them glutton up. Craving for more than enough. No talk about money and religion, make them happy and prosperous. They like the more problem and that's far for us. From birth the bag and been after us. They got crosses of vulcans and chops for us.
Vanity.
So many guns straight for that, I used to laugh. The most lean in them get fear fish at them. Still gonna kill like patriots. Them get defeat, no fear, them weapon or them face it. Money mess, them top them little sister and them brother girl at all. Chop off them father and the mother mess. Them set them search the sky and set them search Nazareth. And set them still can't find
yes,
the
one hard judge, yeah.
The book of life, Babylon one fear of. When them saddle me a fear of. Slew them from far with the fair. The meat is an air. Like eyesight, the crystal clear, yeah. For the children to share. The youth need love and care. Clothes and summer wear, a car with them a tear. Force and money make them eye flare and live in fear. With the
last, it's gone, we can look at life.
Them got eyes with a knife, but someone and you could lie. Them all that dash them, let them whip them, all them who could lie. Set them on the wing to God for heaven.
To look for Christ.
While them a bow down and a worship them images. From the far right keep yelling life privileges. It is the first of killing it. Why they give life privilege in all the villages to live. Watch
out. Searching to find love. No hurting, she needs find love. Searching and ready anytime. For divine love. I need all in my arms to charm. And keep my warm. Oh, and I'll be flowing on and on, from dusk till dawn. She's the one who keeps my thoughts right through the storm. So be strong, do no wrong. I need her in my arms to hold, just go warm her when she's cold. Be by your side, so brave and bold. Oh, I'll be in full eye charge. Lightning flash and thunder roll. Let's get close, no, we've got the time to show. Just in case you have never been told. You should know, girl, you're worth more than money and gold. I need a ring, I also charm. And leave my warm. Oh, and I'll be flowing on and on. From dusk till dawn.
Shana, Shana Tova, Umatuka. For a good and a sweet year to come, Hashem Yeshua, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbaton, Shalom.